Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein, the musical comedy born from Mel Brooks's comedic genius and brought to life by the creators of the record-breaking Broadway sensation The Producers, has descended upon the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through the 21st of this month. V.N. Cox is playing Frau Blücher. Cox has been nominated for Tony and Emmy Awards and has received a Special Drama Desk Award and an Obie Award for sustained excellence. And we welcome V.N. Cox to the roundtable this morning. How are you?
It's not V.N., it's James. It's another member of the company.
Oh, James. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know what's happening. All right. James Romney is playing Igor at BTG. We were waiting for VN, and we thought we had VN on the phone, but obviously
sure.
We didn't. So James is playing Igor at BTG. Romney has acted on Broadway in Camelot and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and we are extremely happy to have at least one member of the cast with us. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, I'm all right. It's very happy to be here talking to you.
It's great to have you here. I love the show. I love that you're doing the show, and I think it's really a wonderful thing to have an opportunity for people in our region to see. What brought you to this particular production?
Oh, well, the character of Igor just has so much potential to be silly and funny and over the top, and I love doing very character work. I get to talk in a dialect, and my movement is very involved. So the kind of challenges as well as delight that I think I can have with characters what attracted me to it.
You know, when the Broadway show initiated, I know we were talking about what it was like with them. What it was like mm-hmm. to take on a character that is so widely known and a classic film. In your case, you're playing a role that was originated by one of the greatest comedians of all time, Marty Feldman.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. Marty Feldman was a genius, and as are you. But I'm curious as to what it is like to pay homage to that, as well as to make that role your own.
Well, I think you've hit the nail right on the head. We have such big shoes to fill, and the original performances are so incredibly iconic that there's no we would dig ourselves a hole if we were trying to replicate them. Marty Feldman, I am not. I have some good moments, but there's no way I could try to do what he did with Igor. Plus, we have different mediums. You know, the film is just inherently different in style than a stage musical production. So not only do we as individuals recreating these characters, but as the production as a whole, it is an homage to the original stuff, but not a replication of it. So there's ways in which it's very similar and the ways in which it's very different. And I've found that in my own performance, there's definitely bits that are straight out of the movie that basically I just stole from Marty because I couldn't do anything better than what he's done. But we've also had the space and the freedom with each other and with our creative team to make them our own. You know, I wasn't afraid and haven't felt foolish for going in a different direction some of the time. And that's been really freeing. So it's been nice to have a structure to build upon and have the freedom to play when I want to play.
Now, one of the things that I think is interesting about, well, both the producers and Young Frankenstein, but we'll talk about Young Frankenstein, is that so much of Mel Brooks's work, even though it wasn't musical, was still very musical in nature. There's a strong spine, a musical core to most of his films, to most of his work. So what I found Young Frankenstein, how I found it to be just delightful, is that the songs, just the overall choreography, the presentation can be so entertaining and add to the comedy and not subtract from what we know so well.
Oh, absolutely. It's it's seamless the way the songs fit into the style of the existing show. There's no conflict between the new things that are added in the musical and the original core that was there from the beginning. You know, his comedy has, first of all, comedy is so specific to be executed well. It counts so much on timing, very much like music. And there's something of the almost vaudevillian style of humor that he's brought to all of his work that lends itself perfectly to a musical theater production.
When you take on a role like this and you start working, and you know, we mentioned some of the challenges of taking on something that's iconic, but every member of your cast pretty much has that same issue. So how do you work on that together and get it right as a company?
Boy, that's the tough stuff with any bit of comedy, but particularly something like this. I think the most important thing that we found is the generosity and warmness in the room and the honesty that we have with each other. You know, there are times I've tried a joke and it was not funny. And I would be like, okay, good to know. We're going to try something else. But we're all supportive of each other. And the talent that we have in the room is so incredible that there was never, I wouldn't say there was ever any doubt that it was going to be good. It was just how we got there. You know what I mean? So we're all very supportive of one another. We're all there to create this vision together. There's no sense of like, well, I'm doing it, but you're not. You know, we're all collectively sensing each other and learning what the show is as we go through it. And that's been a very fascinating and fun process.
So in working on this and having the audience react the way they do, so I assume they're laughing in the right places, right? This is what it needs to do.
Sure. Yes, and it was interesting when we moved. You know, after when you rehearse a comedy, it can wear thin when you've heard the same joke over and over again. So we were so eager to be in front of an audience to find out what we really had. And some of the things that we found funny about each other weren't necessarily funny to an audience because they were more of inside jokes in the rehearsal room. And some of the things that weren't as amusing after 3 weeks of saying them are hilarious to the audiences. My character in particular has a lot of jokes. They're just jokes.
Well, yeah, and very, very funny.
The audience is different.
Yes. Very funny jokes and really good stuff. So it seems that the telephone gods are with us, and we do add Vianne Cox to this conversation. Vianne is playing Frau Blücher, and we welcome her to the program this morning. Hello, Vianne. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
it's nice to have you. It's nice to have you aboard. We've been talking to James about what it's like to play these iconic characters that people know, and dialogue that, I mean, I will admit to you, Young Frankenstein is my favorite. I think with Miracle on 34th Street is my favorite, or two of my favorite films of all time. Equally.
Oh, wonderful.
And I know every piece of dialogue to that film backwards and forwards, and
yeah,
have seen the musical a billion times. So what I think is marvelous, and I'm interested in your perspective, we heard from James on this, of what it's like to play a character like this who is so recognizable and known in our culture.
Well, I generally like playing someone who doesn't exist, or who hasn't existed before. But in this case, how do you say no? How do you say no to trying to fill the shoes of Cloris Leachman and the character who has been portrayed by many wonderful people prior to me, and honoring Mel Brooks while he's still with us and going strong. And I said yes because I wanted to try anyway. Did you see our show, Joe?
I have not seen your show yet. No, I have seen several productions. I have not seen your show yet, and I can't wait to see what you do with it, because I, of course, have great respect for the Berkshire Theater Group and what they do. Go Kate McGuire.
I know, she's wonderful.
Isn't she the best? I am curious, Vianne, of looking at this each night and how you because again we talked to James about this of you know, you're all in the same boat in the sense of these iconic characters and working together as a company and making that click of having that ensemble, which works so well on the screen, have it work on the stage.
Well, it all boils down, particularly in a comedy, it really boils down to trust. You know, you trust your fellow actor to work with you, and they trust you to work with them, and it's a collaboration every night. And I always love it when people come up and say, "Oh, you know, it must get so boring doing the same thing every night," and it never is the same ever. The equation is always different. The equation with the audience is always different, and it's a marvelous thing seeing it come to life. And I think we have a terrific cast who work together, you know, I would say as well as the movie and any other version I've ever seen of the show. It's just a terrific group of people.
Let me ask you both this question, and James, we'll go back to you to start, but what was your first introduction to Young Frankenstein and ultimately the work of Mel Brooks?
Oh, I grew up on Mel Brooks. My parents raised me right. I think I saw Young Frankenstein for the first time at 12 or 13. I've seen The Producers. My favorite Mel Brooks is History of the World Part One, but yeah. Spaceballs. I've even seen High Anxiety, and I'm not sure as many people know that, the Mel Brooks movie.
It's a great movie.
So, Mel Brooks was formative to my sense of comedy as a young person.
And Vianne?
Well, I am exactly the opposite. I had nothing to do with Mel Brooks. I had no idea what his work was. I think I heard about Young Frankenstein, and I'm much older than James. I should have been privy to it. And I suppose somewhere along the line, I saw a few things and I didn't understand them. I wasn't a fan. I just didn't get the humor, but you know, I'm from backwoods Virginia and it was just not part of my sensibility. And, you know, I was a ballerina, you know, very serious, very, you know, dedicated artist. And I think I saw Blazing Saddles and I was like, what is going on? I don't understand. Seriously, it just wasn't, I had no idea what he was trying to achieve. So right. I'm completely the opposite of James.
You know,
but now I get it.
Yeah, sometimes a fart joke is just a fart joke, man.
Sometimes.
Right. Well, now that I'm older, fart jokes, farting is really funny now.
And with that, we remind you that you can see this in incredible production at the Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through July 21st. James Romney is playing Igor, and Vianne Cox is playing Frau Blücher. And we are very excited for you to go and see this. All you have to do is go to berkshiretheatergroup.org. berkshiretheatergroup.org. Vianne and James, thank you so much for being with us. Have a glorious rest of the run. And thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us on this holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.